the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Take the flack that people throw at you, stand your ground, keep the word in your mouth, keep a praise on your lips. Because when all the people praise me, the earth that they stand on is going to start yielding its increase. Amen. What you carry, you better stop devaluing yourself. I don't say that pridefully. I'm telling you like it is, child of God. Paul said it this way to the Corinthians, stop acting like mere men. Stop acting like you're just a mere human being, a mortal. There's something immortal. I said there's something immortal going on the inside of you. It's called the incorruptible seed. There's a seed inside of you that cannot be corrupted, that cannot be destroyed. It is immortal. It is eternal. It ain't ever gonna stop. God ain't no Indian giver. Listen, it's an incorruptible seed. See, this is what people need to understand. Every human, angels were not created like this. Angels were created out of nothing. Man was created body-wise from the dust, but then God breathed. So see, every man that comes into the world, Christ is the light of him. Amen. The breath of God comes into him. Amen. Now, the light is there. He is the light. John said he is the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. Amen. But now, as to whether they ever put their faith in that light, Amen, will determine where they will dwell eternally. Because they ain't gonna die. Now they may go to hell, but that soul is gonna stay there. And when hell is brought up and they're judged out of there, they're gonna be cast into a lake of fire. But it ain't gonna be temporary. Because that's in them will not die. They will eternally be separated from God. Or eternally with God. But one way or another, it's eternal. People need to get a clue with that. They think after death it's all over. No, that's just, it just starts. It ain't over. There's a judgment. Amen. And you'll be judged according to the deeds done in your body. The righteous won't be at that great white throne judgment. To be judged. It's just those that never received him. Amen. Amen. I don't care. You can be a sweet old grandma. Let's be for real. Wouldn't kill a fly. But never put your faith in Christ. It don't matter. Except we'd be born again. Amen. That's when the incorrupt, that's when we're on God's side. That's when God takes it over, puts us under the shadow of his hand. Amen. So we see here that when the people praise him, the earth shall yield her increase and even our God, in verse 6, our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So there we have praise. If anyone ought to be a joyful people, it ought to be God's people. And not just contingent upon the state of your life. Tell somebody, sometimes it's just a test. You can tell a person that's mature when they're going through, but you don't know they're going through. They smile just like they smiled when they got that $1 million. They smile just like they smiled when they broke through. But they're going through now. Amen. But still they're smiling. Still they're testifying. Still they're walking in faith. Still they're giving God the praise. You wouldn't know it till they testify. Child, you don't know what I've been through, but I knew it was a test. Amen. Tell somebody, I passed the test. Amen. Your praise. When all the people praise. See, what you are carrying, and the more in line with God's purpose for the earth that you are in line with, the greater the manifestation. The earth has to yield its increase. Everywhere you go, it seems like favor on you. Amen. Folk that don't know you. You know, I don't know you, and I don't even know why I'm doing this, but you know what? You come here. Come here, young man. Come here, young lady. I just like you. I don't even know you that well. The favor of God. Come on, tell somebody it comes on Judah. Come on, see when you send Judah first, amen, God will oftentimes answer before you call. Amen, because you're already connect in praise. You ain't even got it, because see, God already know your heart. God know your future. God know your destiny. God know purpose. God know your motivation. When you go to praising, you ain't even got to ask sometimes. God, because it's already in your praise. It's already there. God knows already. And sometimes he'll answer before you call. How many know we expecting? You may not be able to tell, but I'm carrying some. I'm carrying quadruplets. How many can you have at one time? Somebody tell me, how many? Quintuplets? Well, however many it is, they up in there. And eyes expecting. Hey. And I know the time is near. They done moved around in there. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. What? One elbow just went across there. A foot was over there. Little head finna there. You see, the thing about the Israelite women, when they were in bondage, they were given the Egyptian women were given. The women were given a charge to kill the male children. Amen. When they came out. But they came back with a report and said, you know, the Israelite women are not like the Egyptian women. They pretty lively, you see. Because time we get there, they done had the baby already. We go to get them, they got them gone already. Come on, see, God's going to accelerate some stuff. And not only that, I want to show you something here, because there's a realm that before you call, God's going to have answered. Amen. Let's go a little further. I think we got our praise set. It's important that Judah go first. Amen. Remember Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. Now think about this, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. This is 2020. Now you might have gotten a prophetic word, but let 2 Chronicles 20:20 be your second prophetic word. The word says, believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. But now Jehoshaphat got a strategy. He said, you know what? God has spoken to us, so what we're going to do, we're going to send the singers. Hear me? We're going to send the singers out first. Now, who sends out the singers to sing the enemy away? They must have been singing. Put them ahead of the warriors to sing. But as they sang, the word says that their enemies turned their sword on themselves. He said, because when the singers go first, or let me say when Judah is released first, when praise goes out first, he says, you won't have to fight in that battle. Amen. Are you, come on, we're getting there. Are you hearing me? When you allow Judah to go first, God says, I'll take up your cause. I'll fight your battle. It won't be hard. It won't be difficult. It won't be a struggle for you. Amen. Why? Because I'll take up your battle. When they sent Judah first, they went out singing. And God went in there and discomfited the enemy. They killed themselves. By the time Israel got there, all they saw were dead bodies and spoil. They were 3 days gathering the spoil. So when you send Judah first, there are battles you won't have to fight in. All you'll have to do is get prepared to gather the spoil. How many know harvest takes a little work? Let's take it a little further. Judah went first. All they had to do was gather spoil. God fights the battle for the praiser. So much is wrought in our praise. Bible tells us to give thanks in all things. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Praise ought always be on our lips. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse number 17. God says here, now in light of what we looked at in Isaiah 51, and I know this is twofold. How many know the word, the scripture has manifold wisdom? There is set for a time, and yet God is doing something in the present. There's going to be a time where God creates new heavens and new earth. But how many know, he says, I put my word in your mouth in order for you to bring or plant heaven now. So he says, therefore, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. And if we go down to verse 21, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are, the days of my people and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain nor bring forth trouble. They are the seed of the blessed of the Lord and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.